This is Viewmaking. I'm Remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Britain Tuesday slapped sanctions on 5 Russian banks and 3 high net worth individuals, including Gennady Timoshenko, after President Vladimir Putin ordered the deployment of troops to 2 breakaway regions in eastern Ukraine. Britain has threatened to cut off Russian companies' access to U.S. dollars and British pounds, blocking them from raising capital in London, and to expose what Johnson calls the, quote, Russian doll, quote, unquote, of property and company ownership. A top European Union official says Russian troop movement into 2 breakaway regions of Ukraine is an act of war, and the 27-member bloc is weighing sanctions, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The European Commissioner for Justice, Didier Reynders, says Vladimir Putin's designating independence to 2 separatist regions in Ukraine and then sending in troops is an act of war, and it's time to pull the trigger on sanctions. In the UK,
waking up to a very dark day in Europe,
British cabinet member Sajid Javid says
President Putin has decided to attack the sovereignty of Ukraine.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the UK will introduce immediate sanctions, and the EU says it's measuring its response, noting that a full-fledged invasion has not yet taken place. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Germany could send more troops to fellow NATO member Lithuania after Russia formally recognized those 2 regions of eastern Ukraine as independent. This according to Germany's defense minister on Tuesday. This is VOA News. Police in New Zealand's capital say a protester drove a car toward a police line, narrowly avoiding officers and other protesters, sprayed after officers with a stinging substance. The protesters oppose COVID-19 vaccine mandates and have been camped outside Parliament for 2 weeks. The latest clashes began after about 250 officers and staff arrived at dawn and used forklifts to move concrete barriers into a tighter cordon around the encampment, where hundreds of cars and trucks have blocked city streets. An independent human rights expert working with the United Nations is criticizing China and Russia for allegedly supplying weapons used by Myanmar's military against civilians since it seized power last year. Tom Andrews, a special rapporteur working with the UN Human Rights Office, urged countries to halt such sales. He also called on the UN Security Council, where China and Russia are permanent members, to hold an emergency meeting to discuss a possible ban on sales of arms used by Myanmar's military against civilians. The findings come in a new report from Andrews that lays out the types and amounts of weapons that have been used by the military since it seized power and as early as 2018, when it led a bloody crackdown on the Muslim Rohingya minority. A jury in the U.S. southern state of Georgia has adjourned without a verdict in the federal hate crimes trial over the 2020 killing of Ahmaud Arbery. A U.S. district court judge dismissed the jury Monday evening after about 3 hours of deliberations that followed closing arguments in the case. The jury will reconvene Tuesday morning at the courthouse in Brunswick, Georgia. 3 white men were already convicted of murder months ago for chasing and killing the 25-year-old black man. Father and son Greg and Travis Michael armed themselves and chased Arbery after spotting him running in their neighborhood almost 2 years ago. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's new social media app has launched. He's seeking a new digital stage free of big tech limits on speech a year after he was banned from Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. The Truth Social app was offered for download from the Apple App Store Monday to a limited number of subscribers who had pre-ordered. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.